Yo. Oh, so this was a bit of a chaotic dream, but I think there was two main parts. So we'll start with the first part. So it was like I think it was like, oh, how do I put this? It was like a war, right? So we're dressed in World War II, like, U.S. Army uniforms. And we're on, like, this pretty barren field. Like, it looks like it's winter time, like, the grass is dead. But then in the middle of the field is, like, this stretch of, like, factory warehouse smokestacks that are, like, look like they've been bombed. And there's just debris everywhere on the ground and places to hide. And it's like a friendly, so we're like the Americans and we're fighting the Germans. And it's like a, you know, we're fighting them pretty much. We're like, come on, go, pew, 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 all that stuff. And, like, debris flying, and there's, like, grenades going off, and it's just, like, a war zone. But, like, we're all, like, younger, like, probably high school. And the people we're fighting, I know in my head, are just, like, other people from the school. Like, it's just a game, pretty much. And then, okay, also, there's, like, a road that's running through. So, from behind us, there's a dirt road that's running and winding. And it winds pretty much, like, by our base, which is, like, all of our stuff is stacked up, probably, like, 100 yards from the factory area. And then it winds around the building, and I'm assuming it just connects to them. But, we're fighting, and then all of our people start retreating really fast. They're like, come on, we gotta get out of here. So, like, there's probably hundreds of us on either team. And I'm like, ah, shit, we're retreating. So, you know, we all run away from the factory and start going to the dirt road and walking backwards to the dirt road. We're not walking backwards, but we're walking backwards from the fight towards the dirt road. And then we're going to continue on the dirt road. But everyone's still at this fast pace, like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. And I'm like, oh, shit. So we're running, and I can't really think of any distinct figures, but, like, I know for a fact Gordon Ramsay was, like, the commander, because he's, like, yelling at us, and he's in, like, his white chef uniform or whatever, which is funny. But we're following the dirt road, and it turns from, like, this grass field to a neighborhood with cul-de-sacs. And so the day, so it turns from day to, like, it's like a bright blue sky, a couple clouds, but, like, not sunny. It's just perfect day, a little wind. And then we get to the neighborhood, and it's, like, turning to dusk. And everybody is gone except for, like, 10 people. They're like, they just fucking abandoned us. Like, we should have been faster. And I'm like, oh, damn, we just got left by our entire group. And as it turns from field to cul-de-sac, we're like, it's turning from field to neighborhood, and we move into a cul-de-sac. Like, there's just a suburban area. And we find this cul-de-sac, and I don't think anyone's there. I don't think anyone's living there. And behind this cul-de-sac, the field continues. So just imagine it's like a suburban neighborhood in this field, but then beyond the field, or beyond the cul-de-sac, the field continues. So we're in this, like, cul-de-sac, and we're like, all right, everyone in this house. And then the mood just turns from, like, this fun game between two teams to, like, they are going to kill us. We realize, like, it turned into, like, scary, like, fight. So it's, like, me and, like, five guy, and I don't, they're, like, I just describing as, like, the nerdy guys. And Gordon Ramsay's like, everyone squat up. Or, you know, everybody squat up. These fucking guys are going to kill us. And I'm like, oh, damn, we're going to die? So he's like, everyone in the house. We're going to wait for them to come. And so we just barricade this house. And then we start, the Germans, followed our, or they're just kidding, people our age, on a different team. But, they're the Germans now. And they went along the dirt path and they found us. And we're, in a full-fledged fucking battle with them. 5v, 100, they just keep coming and we just keep shooting them. We're running out of ammo and we're like, oh, God. And then a tank just comes, around this. Actually, from what I remember, we look back and there was no hills. Or, when we walked through it, there was no hills. But then we look back and, a hill formed. And they were coming over the crest of the hill and we tried to shoot them. But this, the Panzer tank or the Tiger tank comes rolling over the hill. And we're like, fuck. So we're like, we got to get the fuck out of here. So I'm, in the backyard at the moment. And I think I see it from above, over the house. I see it come. But I'm like, shit. So the house turns into my house, I believe. And I'm in the backyard. And I'm like, I got to get my animals out of here. And I'm like, Pete, my dog, come on. And then there's another dog that looks exactly like Pete, but he has different patterns. And I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? Okay, you're coming with. So I got two dogs. I'm like, go. And I'm telling them to run back towards the field. And then the tank just shoots a shell, just blows up the side of my house. I'm like, fuck. And I'm trying to jump through a back window. And I look like a little kid asking to get picked up. I'm putting my arms up, just jumping up and down, trying to get into a window to warn the other guys. And then they all, flood out, and we're like, fuck, we gotta get the hell out of here, and we're about to die. And then we run backwards, and then, hop the fence in my backyard. Yeah, so, the field is gone in my backyard. It's now, the field is gone behind, it's just my backyard. So we're running through a neighborhood. And then the dream shifts, and I'm in a car with all my friends and their girlfriends, and we're all kind of, just, I wouldn't say we're piled in there, because we're all in there, though, but there's, six seats, but everyone's in there, but we're not stacked. It just kind of blends together. Sometimes I'd look at someone else, but then, I kind of know they're all still in there, and they're like, we need to, I think I'm driving, and they're like, we need to, I think we're all drunk, because we're, swerving around, and they're like, you need to go in this building and do something. I'm like, okay. So, I think I'm, coaxed into, I don't even know why. I just go, I am drunk with these people, and then I go into this apartment building, and it's just, an average apartment building. I go up the stairs, but, actually, no, it's not average. There's, no, it's an apartment building, but it's all one complete house. There's no doors, all that stuff. So I'm running up the stairs to go somewhere drunk, and then also in my head, all my friends are talking to me at the same time in my head, almost like a little angel or a devil sitting on my shoulder. And there's this person with paint buckets and paint brushes, and there's a bunch of art sculptures and paintings everywhere. And it's not a person, I think just two people, and it's an art exhibit. And I'm, stumbling through it, I'm so sorry, just trying to do stuff in this, I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing there, but I'm, trying to get something from somewhere and then run back downstairs. And they're just like, no problem, nope, they're, kind of posh, stuck up, but they're just like, I could have expected that from you. I'm just falling over my feet, stumbling drunk, trying to grab shit. And then I just give up and run back downstairs. Because a group of more guests come up, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm covered in paint. I just broke a bunch of sculptures and tore up a bunch of paintings. So then it turns into a school dream, because I think I noticed the art, and then I made my own art in the bathrooms, and then I recruited all my friends in the school So if I remember correctly, the school was literally just the apartment. Like, it turned into that. Like, it was an apartment, like, almost a... I don't know how to describe a school versus an apartment, but it was like a... Everything was wooden, you know? There was... It just didn't have a school vibe. There was, like, carpeted floors, you know, wooden guardrails up and down. There was no classrooms, but there was, like, a cafeteria in there somehow, and, like, blah, blah, blah. But I started doing graffiti in the bathrooms, and then I like, got, like, a cult following. Because, like, I would do a piece in the bathroom, and then someone, would write on the thing, like, where does Jaden want us to do this? And someone would answer, like, he wants you to do this here. And I'd be like, that's pretty cool. And then people started taking, like, the tiles that are on the ceiling. Like, there was ceiling, I don't know what you call them, insulation tiles or something? Like, you pop them out, like a false ceiling. I don't know. Pop the ceiling tiles out, and you start drawing on them. And then they started calling them, like, the Mushy Boys. Like, that was a tag name. Like, Mushy Boys, go tag up the tiles. And for some reason, the mushy title came because someone, like, we were leaving the sinks on in the bathroom. And then they would hit the next bathroom underneath because the floor would leak. And it would make the ceiling tiles mushy. And so that's how we got our name. But we were just, like, tagging bathrooms, just drawing and all that shit. But there was some other small stuff. But it wasn't really anything I could put my finger... Like, I remember talking... Like, there was a gym. And I remember talking to people in the gym about, like, gossip. But it wasn't, like, real... Like, I don't know. I was like, so I heard about this. And they would go, I don't know. And that kind of just was around a little... And also, there was a part where this kid named... My friend named Zach Booten, I, like, picked him up from camping. This might have been the original start of the dream. But he, like, just... whipped a hawk out of the sky, like a red-tailed hawk was, like, harassing him. He just whipped it out of the sky and then, like, grabbed its beak and, like, shut it and then just put it under his arm like a briefcase or something, and he went, yeah, take me home. Is it like I picked him up in, like, a truck, but it was pretty funny. But yeah, that was a dream. I have dreams like this every night. I just wake up, I have to go to work, I forget about it. So my bad. Peace out.